the by-election race is certainly heating up. It's going to be, I think, a very challenging 5 weeks for all of the candidates that we know so far. The race really could be anybody's at this stage. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has joined the Nationals campaign trail this morning in Singleton, and I'm pleased to say the Premier joins me this morning. Premier, how are you?
I'm really well, Jessica. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you've been out and about in Singleton this morning. Tell us what you've been up to.
Look, it's been a wonderful morning to travel around with Dave Lazell, our candidate, the Deputy Premier. Our first stop was to grab a coffee from a local coffee shop and then catch up on all the local issues, go to the cattle yards at local cattle yards in Singleton. And it was a wonderful experience. Good to see things getting back to where we were before COVID, and we appreciate what a difficult time it's been for people. But the feedback I got at the cattle yards, and I really want to thank our hosts for showing us around, and there were some people buying and selling at the time, so we tried not to get in the way too much. And then to be able to talk to some of the small businesses in the main street and get their feedback. Some of them actually set up during the worst time of COVID, not knowing what was coming up before them. And when I asked them what helped them get through, they said it was the support of the local community, and that's what I love about the Upper Hunter and the Hunter more broadly. It's community sticking together. And then obviously we also, I helped Dave launch his campaign office to get things rolling officially, and also met with a number of other locals. So it's been a very, very positive day for me, because listening and seeing what the community needs is so important, but also building on the things we've been able to deliver at the Upper Hunter.
Yeah. I personally think it's great that you went out to the sale yards this morning and went and spoke to local businesses. The campaign so far from all sides has been very coal mining focused, and I think it's so important that we recognise that coal mining isn't the only industry in the Upper Hunter. We've got agriculture, we've got equine, we've got all of our amazing local businesses in the main street as well.
Oh, look, I couldn't agree with you more. And there's more and more different industries setting up shop in the Upper Hunter, and the tourism is growing. It's easier to get around with transport and logistics. There's so many other industries that are sprouting up. I don't want to take away from the importance of the coal industry, but as you said, agriculture, equine, a whole range of other businesses have really coexisted in the Hunter for decades and decades. And the locals get that. Mm. It's only the elites, I think, who have these arguments about one industry over another. But the locals in the Hunter have had all these industries coexisting and growing for decades and decades. And I think the future is about choice, the future is about jobs, and the future is about making sure young people have the opportunities that exist elsewhere. And I think the rest of a lot of other parts of the state can look to the Upper Hunter and see how you can have a diverse economy, you can have diverse industries, and how it's okay to also welcome new technology and new industry as well as supporting the ones that have been around a long time.
Mm, definitely. The coal mining industry, it employs so many people in the Upper Hunter and also further out to the other parts of the Lower Hunter, to Newcastle. There's been a lot of talk from Labor about jobs, and that the jobs are all in the mining industry. We need to figure out how we're going to, you know, keep those jobs here in the Upper Hunter. I guess when we're going through a transition phase, for want of a better word, into those cleaner technologies, which are eventually going to play a role, perhaps alongside the coal industry for a little while, how do we keep those jobs, Premier, in the Upper Hunter?
Oh, look, a great question. And that's been the focus of our government. And our government is all about choice as well. So making sure that people have the choice where they work and how they work, and making sure that we keep the existing jobs and grow other sectors as well. We don't want any part of our state left behind because we're focusing just on one sector or another. It's important to be able to support jobs in every front. And I think most of your listeners would have seen or heard me say on a number of occasions, especially during the natural disasters and the pandemic, that our government's priority has always been keeping the community safe and keeping the virus at bay, but also focusing on jobs, keeping the jobs that we have, but also growing jobs into the future. And I think choice is really important as well. And some households might have somebody from mining, someone from agriculture, and someone from a small business all in the one household. And the Upper Hunter, I think, is a great example of how you can rely on those traditional forms of employment, but also allow new industries and new opportunities as well. And that's the kind of diversity that's important. That's the kind of diversity that will keep young people in the local area, but also draw experts. And the one great example of the cattle yards is, I think, with the cattle yards of its type, it actually employs all of its staff locally. So whether it's the financial officer or whether it was the expert in the sale yards, they're all employed locally for the local community, generating you know, jobs and also a good industry for the local area. And that's the kind of success story we want to support and continue to support.
Mm. You said at a press conference probably about a week ago now that it could potentially be a miracle if the Nationals win the seat of the Upper Hunter back. Do you still believe that?
Oh, look, I think it's going to be really hard. Dave is an outstanding candidate. What I really loved about him is he's a local who cares about the local community. He's got great experience of delivering projects, a great family man, four daughters which go to local schools. And so I've been really impressed by him, and I think he's actually a breath of fresh air. And I've told him not to change. I said, just be yourself, because you represent your community, and that's what I need. I need a strong voice to be in my government to help us deliver all those things that we need to into the future. So it's still going to be really, really challenging for us, because if you look at the history of by-elections, there always tends to be swings against the government of the day. It doesn't matter who that is. And I'm hoping we'll change history this time. I'm hoping the people of the Upper Hunter will look at the track record of the government, will look at what we've been able to achieve and support Dave as their local voice in our government. But also I do need, because I can't be everywhere at the one time I'd love to be, but it's really important for me to have people I trust in the local communities telling me as they need to what's going on, what the challenges are, and what I need to do as the Premier, the state's leader, to deliver for those communities.
Mm. And on that too, Premier, obviously Singleton is geographically the centre of the electorate. Can we expect to see yourself, the deputy, in places like Merrymore, Corindi, a little bit further up the valley?
Look, I'm looking forward to coming back up here, and the more I get to move around, the happier I am, because I thrive on meeting people, getting feedback, and COVID meant I couldn't do a lot of that as much as I'd like to. And now I'm just really looking forward to the opportunity to thank the people of the Upper Hunter for supporting us during a very difficult time. We were really keen to make sure we kept industry and jobs going during the pandemic. We said to businesses and to employers, if you can keep a safe workplace, keep going. And I think we're the only state which actually had a lot of those industries keep going during those difficult times. We didn't shut down. We actually said, if you've got a job and you're working, you're an essential worker. Doesn't matter what you do, but if you have a meaningful work and you're working, that's important to keep New South Wales going. And I'm so grateful that so many sectors and industries across the Hunter took up that opportunity. And for me today was also a bit of a thank you to it, to say thank you to the local area. Thank you for the frustrations you put up with, and thank you for being such a strong partner with the government in helping us get through these difficult times. Mm-hmm. And I also have to say it's been just wonderful getting feedback and being able to give some my thoughts back to local businesses and local community members on it today.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to seeing you back in the Upper Hunt very soon, Premier. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Jessica. Thank you very much.